Derek Sharp back here at halftime. USF leading FGCU 1-0, and I feel like I'm at a Rowdy's game. Actually feel like I'm in a three-man wall at a Rowdy's game because we're so tightly squeezed into the small box here at Corbett Stadium, but very pleased to introduce and welcome a familiar name if you're a Rowdy's fan, a supporter of soccer all across the Tampa area, Farouk Qureshi. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Derek.
Now, Alan called you when I mentioned your name. He said he was kind of Mr. Tampa when it came to soccer. Now, I'm sure you will wear that well, right? You'll take that.
Well, that's very kind of Alan.
What? Now, listen, we all know I was at the games. I was born in 70. So if people don't know, for some of the younger members of our audience, you were a member of that very first Rowdy's team, which, oh, by the way, won the championship in the very first year back in 75. You made it to three title matches. And I know that we're coming up on 40 years since all that took place. But do you still get people coming up to you and saying, oh, yeah, Rowdy's, I used to watch you?
I do, actually. And with social media now, you know, there's a Rowdy's Facebook page, there's the 1970s NASL page. And I see photographs all the time from back in the 70s, and it brings back a lot of very fond memories.
I've got to ask you what you think of those photos. I mean,
well,
you rocked it. What was your nickname for him, or can you say it? Was that just
Marrakesh Express, wasn't it?
That's correct, even though I'm not Moroccan.
So Alan, I mean, you came a little bit after Farouk, right? Did you ever play at least maybe possibly?
We played in some games, some exhibition games and some friendlies. It was always great to play with Farouk. And I think what was so special about him for us younger players was, you know, that experience and just making us feel welcome, making us feel part of the Rowdies. That's important, you know, each new group of players coming in. And he made us all feel so much part of the club and made it so much easier for us to kind of settle in quickly.
It was a special team, and that's part of his passing on the franchise. I love the fact that it's, of course, a different nation today, but still going strong, right?
It is, and obviously the team is in the playoffs now and has had an incredible season.
It's fun to watch their sort of trajectory, and I can't wait to see if they get maybe even more than one home game. Now, what brings you to a USF game? Alan is a USF grad, played here. You just like hanging around, right? And I'm sure you're friends with Coach Buthorn.
I am. I have a lot of respect for Bob. I think he's done a fantastic job as a college coach, first at Florida Gulf Coast and now with USF. And, you know, USF has special meaning for the Rowdies because this was our home training facility from day one when we first came in 1975.
People don't realize that. In fact, I'll be honest, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. That's right.
So you've always had that. Green and gold, it makes sense.
It does, Derek, but it looks a lot different now than it did back then.
tell me, because...
It's incredible. Well, you know, the Special Olympic Stadium was where we actually trained, and that was the soccer field for many years, you know, which was surrounded by the track, and there was very little else. I mean, that's where we trained every day. And, you know, we changed in the where the swimming pool was, and... You know, and the locker rooms were underneath in the pool building. There was very little else here.
One thing you learned very quickly when you played on that previous stadium was you don't chase the ball out of bounds because you slid on the track.
That's right.
I saw many a person lose it on that track. So if it was going out, it was going out. Leave it.
That's right. And, you know, we used to scrimmage against the USF teams all the time, which was good for us and certainly very good for them. And I see Freddie Sikorsky and Con Foley, both alums of USF and big supporters, and they Con was drafted by the Rowdies. You know, Fred's been a thorn in our side when we used to play them. Yeah. But you know, it's great to see people like Fred and Con coming back to the games and supporting
the program.
We used to
love those games as well. You know, playing at USF, we used to really look forward to playing the Rowdies. You know, some of the guys that were out there playing, it was fantastic for us. And then on the other side, then when I was with the Rowdies and we would play USF, you knew what the USF players were thinking. And so you knew you had to be ready for the game and you know, you didn't want to lose to the USF team. So it was always a good battle and a good game.
You know, we spoke a little bit, if people are wondering what you're up to, and listen, I'm just blown away by it. And it all makes sense. But tell people about Love Football, which LoveFutbol.org. That's the website. But what you do is unbelievable. Take your time.
Well, it's a wonderful organization. I've been on the board since 2010, and we're a nonprofit that works globally, and we work with communities. We empower communities to
impoverished communities, basically.
Very much impoverished communities in countries like Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, Guatemala, India. We actually have our very first project in the United States this year, which is going to be in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow, tremendous.
But we work with communities. We provide the money to build soccer fields, which are safe soccer fields, because in many of these communities, for example, in the favelas in Brazil, these kids are playing on the roads in the favelas, and it's very dangerous. Mm. And so we go in and we work with the communities. They give they provide labor to build the fields. We provide the materials, and we work in conjunction with each other. And when the field is finished, it's used for nonstop for soccer, but it's also used for band practice. It's used for dance. It's used for weddings. It's used for it becomes a focal point for the community.
Wow!
So it's very gratifying, and it's a wonderful board. It's a small board. There are only 6 board members. We have an office in a big office in Brazil, and we have an office in New York. And so, we're neat local story, Derek.
Yeah, tell me about this, because you were saying there is a definite and a great Tampa connection.
There is. There's a young man named Jordan Pelabe, who's 17 years old. He's a junior at Tampa Preparatory School, and he was adopted by some dear friends of my wife, Lisa, and I.
He's from Tanzania.
A town named Arusha, and he wanted to do a service project, and decided he would want to build a soccer field in his hometown in Arusha as a legacy, so that he could share some of his good fortune with the kids that are back there. So he's been working since December to raise $115,000 to build this field, and we're at that goal now. So we will break ground in November on our very first field in Africa. And it's a remarkable story because, for a junior in high school to be able to do that, I can tell you he's a really remarkable kid, and just it's wonderful to see.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Well, we would say that people could help out if they want to. Is that available to be done on your website?
Absolutely, yes. They can go on our website, lovefootball.org.
Wonderful.
And donate. And, we're, like I said, we're building fields. We try to build fields all over the world. And any support we get will be greatly appreciated.
Last question, as part and parcel of it, are you able now, I'm not going to say the age, you mentioned you being younger earlier, Alan, but Farouk, are you able to get out on the soccer pitch and do anything at this juncture?
Derek, if I got on the soccer field, it wouldn't be to run, I can promise you that.
Well, you're doing a lot of great work on it, and it was a pleasure to see you tonight.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That is Farouk Qureshi.